7:44. Chuck and I are having so much fun. We've blown right into Joe Smith time, but good news,
that's
Chuck.
That's good. I like that. It's always fun to talk with Joe.
Smitty, good morning. How are you? Now, what have I done? Well, I've pushed the wrong button. There's Joe Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, Joe.
Charles, I'll echo Mr. Holloway's sentiments. Very classy performance
it was,
the other night.
Yeah.
And,
certainly. A lot of people worked very hard on that within our departmental group, and it was reflected. You know, they had a nice dinner. They had
huge.
The press conference.
Well, I looked down at my watch. It was 11:15 when I walked out of Cook. They had a nice little...
Yeah, the post-game reception.
I said, well, I better head home. I got to be on the air with Glass here. But I had some great conversations.
Yeah, you
great
surely
conversations.
Did.
We all remember that year.
Yeah, great people. You know, that, Joe, and that's the one thing. It's the quality of the individuals that you get to enjoy when they're here, and then when you see what they accomplish in their professional walks of life,
it
is so gratifying. Yeah,
I know. I talked to Quinn, before the ball game and all before all the festivities, and even him talking about how honored we were and proud that he went into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. You know, in November, it still almost brought a tear to his eye just talking about it. You know?
Absolutely,
so, gave me cold chills. Still does. You know.
Sure.
So, great night.
Well, you've got a full evening here with North and South.
Yeah, I tell you, Tom McKinney in court tonight in the Cougar Den as North-South bump sneakers. Both clubs are 1-1, so this is a key Conference Indiana game as well. Panthers of J.R. Holmes have arrived at the halfway point of the regular season, 8-4. Chance Coyle is upped his scoring average to 14 a game, supplementing what Tucker Blackwell has done with his senior year to date, 17 a game. And mentioning seniors, Malik LeFoon has scored 59 in his last three to take his average to just over 17 points. Musa Jallo still rounding back physically after being sidelined with that ankle injury that he suffered in December at Evansville North, but the IU commit is still averaging close to 18 a ball game. The Cougs of Andy Hodson will search out balance with Hunter Jastrzemski getting dialed in now offensively. Riley Crean is averaging 6 a game since his return to the starting lineup, and freshman guard Dan Morgan, he'll run the point tonight, and that will be a Cougar key against the Panther defense, allowing less than 50 points a game through 12. The Panthers average only 8 turnovers a game. North nearly 13. That'll be key. Rebounding and second chance points. We'll underline those two elements as well. And we'll see how the game flows and how the game is called. That being said, both rivals are hitting free throws terrifically this year. North at 71%. South is knocking them through 77% of its free tosses. JV game goes at 6. Aaron Parker's Panthers are unbeaten. Chalk Talk with both coaches at 7. And John Callahan joins me for the tip around 7:30 from the McKinney Court. Elsewhere, boys, girls, WIC East Twinville for Edgewood. They're over in Nashville at Brown County. Dave McHuron and Gary Sims, red and black, looking to stay atop the Eastern Division. Brown County swept the Mustangs last year, so enough said there. Edgewood coming off a very solid third-place finish in the recent Wabash Valley Classic. They come in 8-4. Brown County is 6-5. The girls will be looking for win number 12, and they'll start playing that doubleheader at 6 o'clock tonight over in Nashville. Grace Holdeman had 21 for Lighthouse Christian. The Light Lions lost last night, though, to Indianapolis Lighthouse, 43-41. One of the big storylines this morning on the high school beat, Dave Tanner's North girls for a first time in school history won its duel at perennial Conference Indiana champion Columbus North Thursday night, 107-79. To remain unbeaten, the girls are 6-0 this winter. Alicia DeMars led a 1-2-3 sweep in diving. Melinda Wang, the impressive freshman, the 50-free, and Anna Kindred, the 100 breaststroke. Kindred also swam a leg on the winning 200-free relay, anchored by Sarah Covey, who had 4 lifetime best on the night. The Cougar girls kind of just chipped away all night with strong depth finishes in all of the events, finishing 2, 3, and 4 in the events they did not win. and that helped bolster the win. So job well done there, girls. Columbus North won the boys' end of things. The duel there went to the Bulldogs, 120-66. The Cougar fellows are 2-1 on the season. Wins came Thursday night from Mason Morgan in the 53, Drew Stoltz in the 100 breast, and William Dixon in the 100 free. The boys posted 20 lifetime best in that duel. Terre Haute South swept Edgewood in boys and girls action last night. Kyle Run won the 200 IM, 100 fly for the Mustangs. Jacob Chunk led a 1-2-3 sweep in diving, and Taylor England's win in diving was the lone individual title over on the girls' side for EHS. And gymnastics made its winter debut locally. Andrea Smith's Norse girls up short to Columbus North, 109-93. Norse top finisher was Claire Finn. She was fourth in the all-round. Brittany LaFoon was fifth. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, following our North-South headliner tonight on the McKinney Court.
Yeah, big game, Joe, and big conference game as well on the McKinney Court. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. As you mentioned, exciting times here in the city. And it's going to feel like a bigger game than it is because of that conference meaning. We've got big playoff football on the airwaves.
A lot of it.
Full day Saturday and a full day Sunday. We'll kick off tomorrow at 4 as we get ready in Houston as the Texans host Kansas City. Andy Reid's Chiefs have won 10 straight. Oof, that doesn't happen a lot. And they were only the fifth seed, Joe. How about that? They lost. Well,
a lot of dangerous teams in there, Glass. Pittsburgh sneaking in. They're dangerous. Kansas City, you mentioned. Watch out for them. So a lot of those wild card teams, they get past, you know,
well,
this weekend.
They are the two best of the non-division winners. You know how that goes.
They become very dangerous. Correct.
Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game 2 on Saturday night. Sunday will start at 12:30 outdoors in chilly Minneapolis. The Vikings host Seattle. And then we're off to the nation's capital for Green Bay and Washington. Pacers on the road tonight, taking on Eric Gordon and the Pelicans in New Orleans. Pacers 1-1 on their current four-game road trip. Big Ten hoops last night. Joe, Michigan State, they don't have Denzel Valentine. He's one of the best players in the world, country.
Well, he was very much in the conversation for player of the year. He still is. I mean, you know, he's missed six games.
They only went there at Illinois down 30 last night for about 10 minutes.
Well, he'll be back in. They're saying that he's going to return this weekend. I think they play Penn State.
They might give him a little more rest if they can get 30-point leads in league play. They hammer the Illini last night. Purdue bounces back nicely. Tough one for Terry Moore and her crew last night at the, what is that, St. John Arena, Value City Arena? I'm not sure what they're
going to play. Value City Arena.
They
Schottenstein Center.
They 57 second-half points. You're not going to win too many of those on the road there.
Tough one there. Buckeyes are ranked fifth for a reason.
Exactly right. All right, let me get the Colts coordinators for you. Monachino, that's how you say it.
All right.
Ted Monachino is the new defensive coordinator.
He's in from where now?
He was with Chuck Pagano with the Ravens back in the old days. He was the current linebackers coach there. Monachino, Chuck, is the proper pronunciation there.
Well,
so
at least it's not the Navy football head coach.
That guy, yeah. So it's Monachino on the defense, and Rob Chudzinski stays on the offensive side of things there. They were on the Ravens coaching staff together in 2010 and 2011, and he served under Pagano when he was a defensive coordinator, so it's not terribly surprising that Chuck brings in some familiar faces. Grigson and Ursay have approved of, so good stuff for the Colts there. We'll get caught up at 8:45, Joe. We'll get ready for the Ohio State-Indiana battle for the lead in the Big Ten coming up on Sunday, 1:30 on CBS.
Well, it's interesting, too. We're going to talk about the difference, how week one went as far as home courts were, and then how the home courts now, in this first full week of play,
flipped.
A home court team has not lost a game this week. We'll talk about it in Indiana. Not to jinx them now on a Friday. They're 9-0 in the hall, so enough said there.
Well, make one note, because those Buckeyes went into Evanston on Wednesday night.
That's right. You're
Remember that? And they shut down Northwestern.
I take that back. That's why I'm glad you're with me.
No. I think that's the point. The exception is it's happening everywhere except where Ohio State's played, because they're long, athletic, and get after you. Go look at the field goal percentage in that game, Joe. That's going to catch some Hoosier fans' eyes, because the offense and the turnovers are going to have to get tighter, and we'll talk about that coming back at 8:45.
We'll take that angle. Thanks for that correction. I forgot.
Team game, brother.
One at NU. That's right.
Team game. We'll see you at 8:45, my man.
We'll be here. See you. See you, Charles.
Later, Joe.
Big Show Friday rolls on at 8:46. There's Julie Warren.
Good morning.
Joe Smith is with us somewhere. Smitty, are you on telephone land this morning?
I hope I am.
There you go.
Good morning.
There you are. Hey, Happy New Year, Julie.
You too.
As I was mentioning to Joe off the air, caution if you're playing fantasy football around the Warren twins.
Apparently.
Gee whiz.
That's right. We're tough, man. We're the dynamic duo.
Holy cow.
That's how we attack life. It's the two of us, and we just, like, tag team it and, you know, take
I'm
over.
Getting the hell out of the way. It's safe.
Right, left, right, left.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you're stuck in the middle.
Sit out.
Yeah.
Wow.
And poor Mark, last year's champion, sandwiched by the twins.
That's right, he was.
And held at bay. But we move on a Friday morning. It is the second part of our visit with Joe live on Fridays, as we always do, to preview a very busy weekend. And the battle for first place, at least part of it, Joe, there's a log of contenders that are unbeaten at the top, and everybody's going to play this weekend. Yep. But Indiana has one thing to worry about, and that's Indiana. They've got a tough Ohio State team coming to town this weekend and look to continue their winning streak, and Ohio State brings one of their own.
Well, it's interesting to know that through week one of the Big Ten season, road teams won six times. The Hoosiers, of course, getting two of those. Here in week number two, our first full week of January, home teams to date have responded. Seven games in the books, and home courts have won six times. Two more are hosted last night by Purdue and Michigan State. And I'm starting there because IU is hosting Ohio State Sunday at 1:30 on CBS. And the Buckeyes of Thad Matta own the lone road win this week, beating Northwestern Wednesday night for its seventh straight win. And they put on a defensive clinic against the Cats and come in here 3-0 like IU. Taking it a step further, Indiana's 9-0 this season on McCracken Court, and four of these next six are right here in B-Town, so you do the math. This is Ohio State's longest streak of wins in 2 years, and since a blowout loss to UConn in early December, the Buckeyes have been a completely different team. So in its fourth game, this, without doubt, will be the Hoosiers' best and toughest test to date. That being said, as we detailed on the morning after the Wisconsin win, close to 20 turnovers and those possessions given away resulting in points, that's not going to fly Sunday. With James Blackman Jr. now out, more balance has to be highlighted. Robert Johnson and Nick Zaitzloff, Troy Williams, the trio need to be plugged in offensively. And where Indiana has shown weaknesses, the Buckeyes will come in here ready to exploit them. So its best effort of the year to date is needed on Sunday. There are four 3-0 teams currently going into the weekend. If the Hoosiers can grab this one, they'll level the scales perfectly. Two road and two win wins as we move forward here in January. And so we'll see if things prevail in the positive sense for Indiana. It'd be a big test, its sternest test to date. Well, you talk about a tough 1-2 on the road from one league unbeaten to another for Terry Moore and his women. 97-70 losers over at Ohio State, fifth rank last night, to now Mackey Arena and Purdue, who's 3-0. After riddling Northwestern last night by 14, they've won seven in a row, are 3-0, as I mentioned, and stand 12-2 overall. IU will be playing its 10th road game of the year Sunday at 2 o'clock. Its only meeting of the year with PU, by the way. Last night, the fifth-ranked Buckeyes moved to 3-0 with its seventh straight win, scoring 57 points in the second half, shooting 55% after intermission when IU was very much in it at halftime, 40-35. On the night, the Buckeyes had 29 second-chance points on 23 offensive rebounds and 56 points in the paint. Tyra Buss had 19, Amanda Cahill, her fourth double of the year, 17-10. Jen Anderson and Jess Walder had season highs, respectively, 14-11, but not near good enough, and a reason why Ohio State is ranked fifth nationally. Go to Hoosiers, iuhoosiers.com, and be sure to sign up for that fan bus trip over to Mackey. They're going to leave at 11 o'clock on Sunday. PU leads Indiana 3-2. In the Indiana Governor's Cup tally with a full point up for grabs, as being the only meeting in basketball, women's wise and fellows, later in the year. This is our first athletic meeting with the Purdue's in 2016. So that's another caveat for Indiana to play well against Purdue on Sunday. Well, again, congrats out to the North girls of Dave Tanner posting that first ever dual meet win in school history, beating Columbus North Thursday night. We've got lots going on, North, South, and hoops. Chalk Talk, both coaches. At 7 o'clock, John Callahan joins me for the tip. At about 7:30, the JV game goes off at 6 tonight. Edgewood and Brown County, both teams, twin bill, boys, girls. Girls get going at 6, both key games because of the setup within the WIC Eastern Division. Elsewhere tomorrow, things of note, girls basketball. North travels to Terre Haute South. The South girls are at Franklin Central for Conference Indiana play. In swimming, the Bloomington North diving invite, and in wrestling, Edgewood, Bloomington South, and North will all compete on the road. Edgewood's down in Evansville at the Memorial Duels. Bloomington South competes in the always tough Belmont Invitational, and Bloomington North wrestles at the Monrovia Invitational as well. Don't forget Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk following our North-South game tonight.
Big game, Chalk Talk at 7. The city rivals meet at 7:30, 1-1 each in conference play, Joe. So a big effort required. Always great to see the kids get together. And as JR mentioned yesterday, when you had the interview with him, the team that settles in first and doesn't get caught up into all the hoopla is usually the one that plays a little bit better basketball. If basketball is not your thing, which is hard to believe in Indiana, we've got a full weekend of football for you, starting with the AFC playoffs tomorrow. 4 o'clock pregame, Kansas City's in Houston for the first wild card, followed by Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. So that's 4 to midnight on Saturday. And from 12:30 to about 8 on Sunday, we'll have the NFC, Seattle in Minnesota and Green Bay hosting Washington. Blue and gold, Pacers road trip four gamer continues tonight, 8 o'clock in New Orleans to see former Hoosier star Eric Gordon and the Pelicans. Pacers 1-1 after beating Victor Oladipo in Orlando on Wednesday night. The Colts have a new defensive coordinator to go with Rob Chudzinski on the offensive side. It's Ted Monachino, the former linebackers coach and defensive coordinator from the Ravens. Yes, he does have a history with Chuck Pagano, Smitty. That's not surprising. Guys like to have guys they've been around and know. As Coach Pagano, Ryan Grigson have 4 years to either get their contracts extended or, well, that is life in the National Football League. So at least the Colts are set there, and that's pretty good news on the 8th day of January. They can get organized moving forward.
Yeah, and away from football for a second to wrestling, I want to mention that the Hoosier wrestlers, who, by the way, are having a great year in as good a conference as you'll find in the country. Indiana's ranked 20th. We'll get to who they wrestle on Sunday. But that being said, there's going to be a free wrestling clinic for middle school-aged grapplers.
Bring your own singlet.
Check-in will be at 10 over at U School and the clinic, the U Gym, rather, and the clinic begins at 11. Then top-ranked and the defending national champion, the top-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions, in a little duel with the Hoosiers at 1 o'clock. Admission is free.
Excellent stuff as always, Joe. Get prepared for the big game tonight. We'll tune in at 7 after the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman and Dave Piller. They got a big show for you tonight, brand new here in the new year. And then it's the 71st meeting, exciting times, followed by Bob Lovell, and then an exciting game, 1:30 Sunday at the Assembly Hall. You're going to be a busy man. Let's get caught up on Monday to track back, shall we?
We'll do that. And, Julie, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Joe Smith, Friday mornings. Big show Friday, 7:45 and 8:45.